Hour number three, Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Jones off until Monday. Billy Lanny has slid over. Rob Bradford just joined us for the last hour. If you missed any of that, you can check it out on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Just subscribe to Jones and Keefe. You can stream WEEI anytime on the Odyssey app, as well as the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps. You guys can join us at 617-779-7937. Ryan Davey from the Hashtag Dork Podcast will join us 1 hour from now. A lot of dork news and notes to get to. Of course, grab bag after that. But let's get back to your Red Sox calls. Let's go to Mario in Boston. Wants to talk about Jaren Duran.
I'd like to see either Pivetta and Cease involved with maybe like a Jackson Merrill. I think that would be great. Jackson Merrill could be the future, and Pivetta or Cease could help us in the rotation.
Okay, so I don't think they're trading Jackson Merrill.
So they're going to trade a starter and the reigning rookie of the year
for
Jaren Duran?
I don't believe so. So let's forget that part of it. Nick Pivetta and Dylan Cease. So those are the top two starters right now for the Padres. Michael King is good, but Michael King's been hurt. I think Michael King is currently still hurt. He's only made 10 starts this year. So Pivetta and Cease, both over 100 innings pitched so far. Dylan Cease has a 4.88 ERA. He was at one point nasty, so maybe that's your change of scenery guy, Bill.
It's a simple fix.
And he's all right. He's 3-9 with a 4.88. Nick Pivetta, old pal Nick Pivetta, is 9-2 with a 2.88 ERA in 122 strikeouts in 109 innings. And yet, something about that would make me very disappointed. If it was like a different pitcher with those stats, I'd be like, ooh, look at this. But if you're just bringing back Nick Pivetta for Jaren Duran, like,
right.
No, I can't.
I can't. When Pivetta was here, I think there were too many ups and downs to get excited about that trade.
They put him in the bullpen. Right. They were like, they had to demote him, and it wasn't like they were loaded with starters.
He was the guy that got rocked in Colorado last year after the All-Star game. They gave like 11 runs in 2 innings.
Was that the same game that they went after Reese McGuire?
I think it might have been the same.
Wait, was it Cal Quantrill?
Yeah, Cal Quantrill was yelling at him after he.
That was at home too, right? So he wasn't.
No, Colorado.
No. I know he was with Colorado. Was it in Colorado?
Oh.
I'm just trying to justify Pivetta. Trying to justify Pivetta getting lit up.
Actually, Jaren Duran was trying to fight all of Denver after that happened.
That's never happened with Jaren Duran. No way. I don't believe you. But yeah, it was an up and down. Remember, and then Pivetta. They put him in the pen, but then he'd like pitch sometimes like in the second inning because they'd have like the opener. And then he went like 7 innings once out of the pen, or like 6 or 7 out of the pen with a bunch of strikeouts. So yeah, I don't want Nick Pivetta back. He pitched actually for the Red Sox more than he's pitched for anybody else because they got him from the Phillies. And then now this year he's been really, really good. But there's a whole bunch of former Red Sox that are out there. Chris Sale, Nick Pivetta, Nathan Eovaldi. I would be happy with Nathan Eovaldi.
Yeah, man. I'd take Eovaldi.
I don't want either of the other guys.
And how long is Sale out for?
Good question.
He's actually started throwing again. He can come back like August 19th is the earliest he can come back.
That was a rib injury?
All right, so he's out for
he broke a rib diving for a line drive.
Trying to make plays out there.
A hustle injury.
It was.
Shame him for that?
I think it's better than falling off a bike, you're right.
Getting his uniform dirty. You know, what do you want him to do? Yeah, not a bike injury, not smashing TVs down in Worcester like he was doing after one of those rehab
starts. Destroyed that TV.
The TV had no chance.
None.
Saw Chris Sale coming. You got to run the other way. But yeah, he's playing catch, but he's not available for another month. And then you saw it last year with the Braves. He literally won the Cy Young Award, and then they had an extra game for a playoff spot, and he wasn't available. So, no, I don't want Chris Sale, and I don't really want Nick Pivetta. I would take Nick Pivetta if it was like a separate deal. But not for Jaren Duran. And I don't think you're doing a deal with the Padres unless it's for Duran, because that's the one thing we know. Over the last month, they've been going nuts for Jaren Duran. That's who they want. Yep. Let's go to Zach in Bridgewater. He joins us next. What do you got, Zach?
What's up, Keith?
Hey.
I got a sick brag for you.
Okay, let's hear it.
Right. I'm in Nantucket on Tuesday, and it's, you know, the evening, walk into a bar. Romy, Roman, and Marcelo just sitting there. You ever met any of them?
Yeah, Marcelo Meyer was on the show. Great, great dude.
Yeah, friend of the show. That's right. They gathered around me and my girlfriend, and they're just like hanging out, talking to us. You thought they would have been like T-ball boys, but they were wicked cool.
Yeah, all good. All right, thanks, Zach. How about that?
Wonder how tight his grip on his girlfriend's hand got when those guys walked over.
See the guy that took the video of him walking off the boat with like the eight women?
By then, that video has made the rounds. People are all over that video. But yeah, they're the everyman.
This is my gal. Just pulls her in real quick. Yeah. This is my girlfriend.
Oh, we got to go.
She's with me.
We have to go now. Yeah, you see those three guys coming. It's like, no.
Hide your sisters.
Hide your girl. Hide your wife. Romy, Roman, and Marcella rolling through there. That's good. Hopefully they enjoyed their All-Star break. It looks like they did based off the off of those videos. And hopefully they come back swing in the second half. I'm also with Bradford on this. I don't want to just strictly platoon Meyer. Now that Bregman's back, Meyer should play a good amount. Now, maybe not every single game. You'd certainly have to find a way to get Romy Gonzalez in there. You got to find a way to get Rob Refsnyder in. So, like on Saturday, they're facing a lefty. I would expect both of those guys in. But don't just sit them every time, because you might get a series like they had against the Yankees where it's like all lefties. Like, how do you know he can't hit them unless you give him a chance? Right. I'm interested on this and where this could go.
It's funny because I saw it. I'm like, what the hell is this about? And then it clicked. I know
all right, this guy. Ed in Winchington has something specifically for Lanny. Ed, what do you have?
Billy.
Eddie D.
Eddie D.
Yep.
Do you remember when we did the remote in the barn?
Guy had a horse barn. I do. No, I do. So this was my first radio station.
And one of my mayors had a foal. That foal went to believe it or not, San Francisco, and won about $100,000.
Yeah, dude raised horses and sold horses. It was awesome. Yeah, Eddie D was a good
guy.
He might be the hoss of the week. Eddie D in Winchendon might be the hoss of the week for us.
All right,
literally hoss of the week. This guy.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a good time.
But we had a lot of fun, Billy. I'm glad you're back on there, man.
I appreciate it, Eddie. Thanks for listening, bud.
All right, thanks, Ed. Wow. So. All right, just to fill everybody else in, an early radio job of yours, you guys did a show from a horse barn?
Yeah, he owned a horse barn.
And you're like, that's a good spot for a show?
I didn't have a say in it. This is what you're doing. This is where you're engineering the show. I said, done and done.
Who was the show? Do you remember?
It was him. It was Eddie D. It was just him talking sports.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't know if it was like Russillo.
Yeah, he had a show. No, it wasn't them. It was one of the handful of shows at 1510 in the Zone back in the day.
Yeah.
Eddie D did a sports show. I think he did it a few days a week, and one of them was at his horse barn. It was awesome.
And then that horse, the day you were there, gave birth.
And then,
did you watch that happen?
No, I didn't. I didn't.
The miracle of life, but with horses?
I didn't see it. I knew it happened, but come on. I got engineering equipment I got to keep an eye on.
That's a good point. You can't get that stuff wet.
Eddie D's a good dude.
Did you watch the miracle of life video in high school?
We did.
Did it blow your mind?
I think it was fifth or sixth grade we might have watched.
Tom's nodding. He's still terrified from that day.
It might have been like fifth. I think it might have been fifth grade where it was like, this is what we're doing today. And everybody's like, wait, what? Like, we had no idea this day was coming because it was like, we had our regular half. We went to lunch.
Teacher hits play, walks out of the room, and you're like, what?
What is this?
Abstinence is the way.
You're doing this after lunch?
You're like, oh, my God.
Yeah, they separated the guys and the girls, and they're like, all right, we're doing sex education today. It's like, where is this coming from?
And I probably saw it in, like, the year 2000, and yet the video was from, like, 1972.
Yeah,
and
right.
Like, why is this, has not been updated.
Right.
This is insane. I'm like, is this still how they do it?
Right.
Kids screaming.
Grainy, low definition.
Mom screaming, doctors screaming. I'm like, this is
unnecessary.
Horror scene.
I know we have to learn how this stuff happens, but I don't need to see it at this age.
Like, I'm going to need to block this out of my head.
I thought the stork dropped it off.
That's what I was told. They'd go over with the babies, and then there you go.
Yeah, no.
Two people love each other very much, and all of a sudden they get a baby.
Right.
There you go. Turns out a lot more to it. Wow. But anyway, I'm glad you were there for the birth of that horse. Yeah. I don't think a lot of people could say that.
Nope, I don't think they can.
Speaking of Hoss of the Week, we need to determine the Hoss of the Week by tomorrow. And I feel like we have a few nominees. The Dumper family.
Of course.
Cal Raleigh wins the home run derby. His dad threw to him, and his brother was the catcher. All big dudes.
Right?
All hosses.
Was the younger brother taller than Cal?
It looked like it.
He might have been.
In the one photo, I think he might have been. Whoever the Red Sox drafted in the second round, 6'4", 250-pound pitcher, Hoss nominee.
Awesome. Oh, yeah.
Number one movie in America, Superman. Superman Hoss? Or do you not consider Superman a Hoss?
I mean, he's a Hoss. Like,
he's
a Hoss. Look what he does.
Yeah.
That's Hoss.
David Cornsweat, though, the actor, I wouldn't, like, not, like, Henry Cavill, more Hoss of the Week potential.
I mean, if we're doing that, then Dean Cain is my Superman Hoss of the Week.
Is Dean Cain your Superman?
No, Christopher Reeve. I grew up with Christopher
Reeve. Christopher Reeve's your Superman?
Yeah.
Okay. Who's your Superman, Nick? Dean Cain? Or the dude from the CW show?
It's definitely not that. It's Henry Cavill.
It's Henry Cavill.
But actually, Cornsweat, 6'4".
That's good. That's going to be like the cutoff. That's Haas height. Yeah, it's Haas height anyway. I don't know if he's got the thick build, though. Not thick enough, some would say.
Go on.
Shane Gillis may be Haas of the Week.
Could be. He had a good week.
Gillis had a really good week. So anyway, those are just some of your Haas of the Week nominees. We were talking about some trade possibilities with Bradford. Did he completely pour water on the Joe Ryan?
A little bit.
I kind of did.
A little bit. Took the wind out of our sails a little bit.
I don't love that.
But I'm glad he didn't come in and think like, oh, yeah, no, they're going to get this done. I'm glad he didn't pump it up. I'm glad he was honest with us. It was painful honesty, but I'm glad he gave it to us.
How do you feel about that, Billy? You okay? They're not going to get your
Hey, look, it'd be a win, but I'm not expecting it to happen. It'd be awesome, but
it would be so awesome.
He's going to be stuck at Target Field.
But the thing, yeah, and I wonder if they even care in Minnesota, and if so, if they got wind of those comments where he's like, oh, the trade deadline's so exciting. We want to see where people go. He's if I get traded, that's exciting.
We got that big mall here. Minnesota's pretty cool.
We got that. There's a roller coaster inside the mall. That's kind of about it. Get an Orange Julius, though.
Yeah,
still got those going. Yeah, but that's too bad. And then who was the other baseball guy, Nick, that you said the same thing? Where it's like,
Feinsand.
Okay, Feinsand said, unlikely Joe Ryan gets traded. Now, I don't really look at that as the be-all, end-all. Every GM with a really good player right now is going to be like, yeah, it's not happening.
Right.
You got to really knock our socks off. Because my thought is the Red Sox have enough. Like you asked Rob, could they put together like the best trade package? Right. I think even with guys you're willing to trade, I bet they do. Now, if you're the Twins, maybe you say, we're just going to ride it out anyway. We're not paying Joe Ryan a lot of money right now. We can wait till the offseason, get everybody bidding on it, and try to get like what the Red Sox got for Garrett Crochet. But if you're the Red Sox and you say, listen, like we don't want to waste this season and the potential of this season, and is there enough from the minors? Or maybe, like, would you be willing to part with Willy or Abreu? I know. He's leading the team in home runs.
I know. So it's tough just the way the team's playing now. You look at them, you're like, nope, I don't want to get rid of him. You're in a fan comes out and they're playing well. You're like, why mess it up?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, but
Willy or feel like the odd man out, though. He rarely plays against lefties.
Yeah, what is your ideal outfield for like the next 5 years? Because to me, it would be Duran, Rafaela, Anthony.
Yeah,
and I feel like I think that's Cora's too, because Cora has come out and said that he's like Roman Anthony's not going to be a full time DH when he's 21 years old.
No, he needs to be an everyday outfielder
every single day.
He needs to just be not pencil him in. He's 21 years old. Yeah, pencil him in as an outfielder, and then Rafaela is clearly taking his game to another level and deserves to be an everyday player. And then I feel like Jaron Duran's, when he's right and he's your leadoff hitter, that's something that nobody else on the team can really replicate. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to diminish Willy Abreu's potential 30 home runs, but the Red Sox themselves over the last handful of years got 30 home run seasons out of like Hunter Renfro, mm-hmm. Adam Duvall, Tyler O'Neill.
And Tyler O'Neill has 18 hits this year.
What?
He's been hurt a lot, but he has 18 hits this year, and he's hitting like .180 in 40 games.
But he's jacked.
Yeah.
How many push-ups do you think he could do in one go?
All of them?
Every push-up
available. All of the push-ups?
120 push-ups consecutively.
Plus the thing that Rob said about getting moving Duran, how that would impact the locker room. I know he's a light guy, but he made it seem like if what you built back up from losing Devers would just be deflated getting rid of Duran.
Devers was the guy that like stuck out in a bad way, right? You're like, all right, if you're just talking chemistry, if you moved on from him, it might be an upgrade. Now it seems like they have a bunch of guys that are all sort of enjoying each other's company. They're all willing to do whatever it takes to win. They're all, you know, willing to move positions. But then within that, you do have guys that not that they're going to do this, but 2 weeks ago there were some suggestion like, well, if they can't extend Bregman, they'll trade him. Like that would be demoralizing.
Right.
Like Bregman's personality, I think Duran probably isn't on that short list. So they got to consider that. Don't know, though, if that's in their formulas. Like, that's the thing. Is like, this is when you get back into the stat stuff and, like, all the Brezbot jokes.
Yeah.
There's no formula for, like,
emotion,
locker room guy, chemistry, like, loose clubhouse guy. You're just looking at, like, well, his batting average is this. His OPS is this. It's like, yeah, but
these are humans.
These are human. Like, they're going to be emotional. And, hell, it's a weird thing, though, because I think they're all talking about adding to the team.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as you do that, you do have to subtract.
Something has to be taken away.
So even if you don't trade a guy from the Major League roster, you're only allowed 26 of them on the active club. So Bregman and Crochet recruiting Joe Ryan. I love it. That's great. Recruit him. But then somebody's out. Somebody's going to get bounced out of that mix. So that part is kind of interesting. And we have 2 weeks to sort of figure that out. I feel like the last couple of years, it was like a week before the deadline trade started to like go.
Right, because like then we're like, ooh, still got a week. Like, more stuff's up. More stuff's going to happen.
Well, that's also because that's when they got rid of the waiver deadline, when other big names would move a month later.
Right, they don't do
like
the,
all the Red Sox guys.
They don't do the August 31st
like Justin Verlander was traded at the waiver deadline a couple years ago.
Oh, I was looking this up, actually, when Rob was talking about asking prices for Joe Ryan. And Verlander was one of those guys. And you got to go back a few years. But like Verlander, David Price actually got traded at the deadline, right? Wasn't that Rays to Jays? Remember, went to the Blue Jays.
And, I forgot that he was there.
Yeah, he went there.
Like, did he get traded for the Tigers?
The Tigers. I forgot.
The both of those stints.
Dude, that Detroit rotation was sick. Oh, like Scherzer also was a trade deadline guy. Cole Hamels, when he was actually good, he was another trade. Like
CeCe.
Sabathia.
Sabathia was a huge one.
And then Milwaukee just pitched him every game.
And he did awesome.
And he got like Cy Young votes. He went through like 10 starts or whatever it was. But yeah, there's a lot of guys that have been traded, but the problem is I don't know how many great ones have over the last few years. So maybe teams have started to go the other way with it and just ask for too much. And they're saying like, well, we can wait. You know, the Red Sox specifically acquired both Chris Sale and Garrett Crochet in the offseason. And I'm sure the previous trade deadline, those guys were in the mix because they were on bad White Sox teams, but they waited. Then got all they could take trade offers from all these different teams, compare them against each other, and get the best deal possible. But if you're the Red Sox, you want to sacrifice a potential playoff run and like what you do have going right now. Like that's why I hope they are really, really aggressive. And yet at the same time, I really don't want them to trade anything off of the current Major League roster. I'd be okay with Willie Abreu, but I think there's enough in the farm system that you could move on from. And the farm system for the Red Sox shouldn't be as important for as it would be for other teams, meaning they have so many guys at the major league level that are in their early 20s.
Right.
So, like, if Meyer, Anthony, and Campbell's not even at the minor major league level yet, but, like, and if you end up keeping Durant, like, if you have all these guys, like, where are those prospects going to play?
Right.
Like, you literally have a couple, almost,
jam. Yeah. You got people everywhere.
Everywhere. All right, you guys can join the show at 617-779-7937 on the Red Sox. Second half starts tomorrow against the Cubs. Lucas Giolito will get the start. It'll be a day game, too. So 2:20 first pitch here on WEEI. We've been looking at Jeremy Fowler's top 10 by position lists for NFL teams as voted on by scouts and executives around the league. Final couple of positions are out, wide receiver and corner. So we'll take a look at that and just look back at overall how the Patriots fared in those top 10s. Again, you can join us 617-779-7937. It's Jones and Keefe. Right now here is Billy Laney with What's Trending.
The Greg Hill Show, weekdays 6 to 10.
Now, here's What's Trending on WEEI.
Trending is brought to you by CCL, your local Timber Tech dealer. The Red Sox return to action tomorrow afternoon to begin a 6-game road trip with a 3-game series against the Cubs in Chicago. Lucas Giolito will get the start in the series opener against the Cubs' Colin Ray. First pitch tomorrow afternoon is at 2:20. The Boston Celtics Summer League schedule continues tonight. The Seas will be taking on the Los Angeles Lakers. Tip-off from Las Vegas is at 8 o'clock, and this game can be seen on ESPN. Bruins regular season schedule was released last night. The Bees will open the season on the road against the Washington Capitals on October 8th, with the home opener the next night against the Chicago Blackhawks. Brad Marchand and the Florida Panthers will visit the TD Garden on October 21st, and on February 1st, the Bees will play the Tampa Bay Lightning in an outdoor game at Raymond James Stadium as part of the NHL Stadium Series. And last night, the New England Revolution fell 5-3 to the Red Bulls in New York. Up next for the Revs, they host the Orlando City SC on Saturday night. It's never too early to start planning for your new deck and rail system from TimberTech. TimberTech is the number one premium advanced PVC and composite decking that captures the beauty of real wood. Visit CCL in Abington today to see the huge selection of TimberTech products, or check us out online at cclco.com. I'm Billy Laney. That's What's Trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.